Today, our focus is on family, our children specifically.
今日は家族、特に子供たちに焦点を当てます。
Of course, this is a time in the society around us where even non-Christians see the spiritual blessing of children and family, and they want to see those children blessed spiritually.
この時節、私たちを取り巻く社会では、クリスチャンでない人たちでさえ、子供や家族が霊的に祝福されている、されることを目の当たりにし、彼らの子供たちが霊的に祝福されるのを、姿を見ることを望みます。
Shrines are filled with those taking their 3, 5, and 7-year-olds for a blessing conveyed by priest for Shichigo-san.
神社は七五三のために、神主が捧げる祝詞のために、3歳、5歳、7歳の子供を連れて行く人々で溢れています。
Of course, the false worship of the many kami recognized by Shinto can never truly bless the recipient. But today in our passage in Mark, we see the one through whom real blessing can come to an individual and to families.
もちろん、神道で祀られている八百万の神の偽りの崇拝は、礼拝者に真に祝福をもたらすことは決してできませんが、今日のマルコの箇所では、個人と家族に真の祝福がもたらされるお方を見ることができます。
And that one is of course Jesus.
そのお方はもちろんイエス様です。
He's the source of real spiritual blessing and our greatest mission field, our greatest gospel opportunity is those who are closest to us, our families.
イエスこそ真の霊的祝福の源です。私たちの最高の宣教の場、そして福音を伝える最高の機会は私たちの最も身近にいる家族にあります。
We should be praying and seeking to share Christ with our families so that we become a family following Jesus.
私たちは自分たちだけではなく、家族全員がイエスに付き従う家族になるように、家族にキリストを分かち合うことを祈り求めなければなりません。
Rather than just me following Jesus in my family.
私だけではなく、家族みんなでです。
Of course, salvation belongs to the Lord. Salvation is God's work. It's not ours.
もちろん、救いは主のものであり、主の御業であり、私たちのものではありません。
But here's the truth. God uses our relationship with Jesus to actually bless our families as we ourselves follow Jesus.
しかし、神は私たちがイエスに付き従うとき、私たちの家族を祝福するために、私たちとイエスの関係を用いてくださいます。
So this morning, I want to begin by reading this passage, just our passage for today, Mark 1, 29 through 34. And let's begin by reading this passage.
まず、この聖書箇所、マルコの福音書1章29から34節を読んでいきましょう。
The Bible says, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them.
一行は街道を出るとすぐにシモンとアンデレの家に入った。ヤコブとヨハネも一緒であった。シモンの舅が熱を出して横になっていたので、人々は早速彼女のことをイエスに知らせた。イエスはそばにより、近寄り、手を取って起こされた。
Verse 32, that evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
すると熱が引いた。彼女は人々をもてなした。夕方になり日が沈むと、人々は 病人や悪霊に疲れた人を皆イエスのもとに連れてきた。こうして町中の人が戸口に集まってきた。
I want you to see in this passage today how Jesus cares for the families of his followers.
この箇所でイエスが弟子たちの家族をどのように気遣っておられるかを見ていただきたいです。
The follower or disciple that's in focus here is once again Peter, still called Simon at this point in the book.
ここで注目されている弟子とは再びまだシモンと呼ばれているペテロのことです。
We learn something interesting about our disciple Simon Peter here.
私たちはここでシモンペテロについて興味深いことを知ります。
We learn that he's married.Because we learn he has a mother-in-law.
シモンには義理の母がいるので結婚していることが分かりました。
I know sometimes we like to think that, well, maybe we don't like to, but we think that these men were like the Apostle Paul, and they were all single. But even Paul himself makes note that actually most of them were married.
私たちは使徒パウロと同じように他の弟子たちも独身であると考えがちですが、そのパウロはほとんどの弟子たちが結婚していることを指摘しています。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5 says, Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas?
コリント人への手紙第1、9章5節。私たちには他の人たち、主の兄弟たちやケファのように信者である妻を連れて歩く権利がないのですか?
It is normal and it is good and it is expected by the Bible that Christians will marry and form families.
クリスチャンが家庭を築くことは普通で良いことであり、聖書もそれを期待しています。
And these followers of Christ were no different.
彼らキリストに従う者たちも同様でした。
Simon Peter had a family, and Jesus cared not just about his disciple Peter, he cared about his whole family.
シモン・ペテロには家族があり、イエスは彼の家族全員に気を配られました。
Simon Peter's relationship with Jesus, as it turned out, blessed his entire family.And in this case, particularly, of course, his mother-in-law. And I'm sure if it blessed his mother-in-law, you have to be sure it blessed his wife.
シモン・ペテロのイエスとの関係は、彼の家族全員を、この場合、彼の舅、そして間違いなく妻も祝福しました。
I want to point out here, we don't even know that Peter's mother-in-law was a follower of Jesus. And we know nothing about Peter's wife.Outside of this mention of a mother-in-law.
私たちはペテロの義理の母がイエスの信者であったかどうかも知りませんし、この舅についての言及以外にはペテロの妻について何も知らされていません。
So they may not have even been followers of Jesus yet, but Jesus still blessed them through Peter's relationship to himself.
つまり彼らはイエスの信者ではまだなかったかもしれませんが、それでもイエスはペテロと自分との関係を通して彼らを祝福されたのです。
Now, you might remember, as we went through 1 Corinthians, there's a very interesting passage in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7:14.
コリントの信徒への手紙第1の7章14節で、聖霊が使徒パウロを通してこう語っているのを覚えていますか?
And in 1 Corinthians 7:14, the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Paul says, For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy.
コリント人への手紙第1、7章14節から、なぜなら信者でない夫は、妻によって聖なるものとされており、また信者でない妻も信者である夫によって聖なるものとされているからです。そうでなかったら、あなた方の子供は汚れていることになりますが、実際には聖なるものです。
Now, I'm not going to re-preach that whole sermon, don't worry, but just to say, the point of that passage is not that the unbelieving spouse or the unbelieving child, it becomes a Christian because of their family member, but that there are blessings that come to the family through the follower of Christ being in that family.
この箇所について説教を繰り返すことは今日時間がありませんが、この箇所の重要な点は未信者の配偶者や子供が家族を通してクリスチャンになるということではなく、家族の中にいるキリスト信者を通して家族にもたらされる祝福があるということです。
And I do believe that 1 Corinthians is referring here to the fact that there's a much stronger possibility that that spouse, that those children,will come to know Jesus Christ themselves because of your faithful testimony as a husband, as a wife, or as a parent.
そしてコリントの信徒への手紙第一が言及しているように、忠実な夫、妻、親の証のゆえに、その配偶者や子供たちが自身がイエス・キリストを知るようになる可能性の方がとても高いのです。
So, Jesus here,responds to the need in this family, and he heals Peter's mother-in-law from what the Bible describes as a fever.
そこでイエスはこの家族の必要に応え、ペテロの義理の母の聖書の言う熱を癒されました。
Now, the word fever was used very generically in the Bible to describe a lot of different physical conditions at the time. So it would be hard for us to say exactly.What she was suffering from. But whatever it was, Jesus could and did heal her from it.
熱病という言葉は当時様々な身体的状態を表すのに一般的に使われていましたので、彼女が何に苦しんでいたのかを正確に言うのは難しいですが、それが何であれ、イエスには彼女を癒す力がありましたし、実際に癒されたのです。
Now, it's just an interesting historical note I found when I was studying for this, that it's very likely that the historical site in Capernaum that's thought to be Peter's house in modern day Israel, it actually is his very house, and we're pretty certain of that.
ただ歴史的に興味深いことがあります。現代のイスラエルにあるカファルナウムのペテロの家と考えられている史跡は、実際にペテロの家である可能性が非常に高いのです。
There's many sites in that area of the world that lack any evidence for being what they're claimed to be, but there's a lot of historical church evidence that it is the house or the remains of it that Jesus actually entered into.
そのような遺跡の多くには証拠が残っていませんが、その家に関してはイエスが入った家、あるいはその後であるという歴史的な教会の証拠がたくさん存在しています。
And that's only important because it helps us to know that like most houses of that time, it was a group of buildings centered around basically a large courtyard.
当時のほとんどの家と同じで、大きな中庭を中心とした建物の集まりでした。
And the entire family, really the extended family, would have been living in the house.And some speculate that this is where Jesus actually lived when he wasn't traveling around through, Israel and Capernaum and Galilee and all the other places.
家族全員、さらには多くの親戚がその家に住んでいたと考えられており、イエスが旅をしていない時はここに住んでいたと推測する人たちもいます。
Now, there's two aspects of this healing that I want us to notice here.
この癒しには気づくべき二つの側面があります。
One is the loving touch of the Savior.
一つ目は救い主の愛に満ちた手当て、触れてくださることです。
Think about it. Jesus was God. He could have just spoken the words. He didn't even have to be at her house. He could have just spoken the words, be healed, or something like that. And you know what? She would have been healed.But I want you to notice what he did instead.
神であるイエスはただ癒されなさいとおっしゃれば彼女は癒されたでしょう。
In verse 31 it says, So he went to her and he took her hand and he helped her up.
しかし主はどうされたでしょうか。31節にこう書かれています。 イエスはそばに近寄り手を取って起こされた。
Jesus is so personal here in his response to Peter's mother-in-law.
イエスはペテロの義理母に対して非常に個人的に親密な対応をされました。
He doesn't care that she may have some communicable disease or anything. He's not afraid to touch her. He's not afraid to assist her.
彼女にどんな病気があろうと彼女に触れ助けることを恐れてはいませんでした。
He's compassionate and he's caring towards her.
イエスは憐れみ深く思いやりのある方なのです。
The songs we sang earlier reminded us to focus on this aspect of Jesus, his kindness and his love towards us.
先ほど歌った歌はイエスのこの側面、私たちに対する優しさと愛に焦点を当てたものでした。
Folks, none of us in here today deserve this kind of loving care, that Jesus extends towards us.
私たちは誰一人としてこのようなイエス様が私たちに与えてくださるケアを受ける資格はありません。
We've pointed out several times already in this book that Jesus' identity is the Messiah or Savior, and it's based on him being the only God-man, both God and human.
私たちは何度かイエスがメシア、あるいは救い主であるというアイデンティティは、イエスが唯一の神である人、神であると同時に人間でもあるということに基づいていることを指摘しました。
And as he was God, all of us have sinned against his holiness that he personally had because of being God.
神であるイエスに対して私たちは皆その神聖さに対して罪を犯しました。
As the word of God tells us in Romans 3:23, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
ローマ人への手紙3章23節で神が語るように、すべての人は罪を犯して神の栄光を受けることができず。
Every time that Jesus interacted with someone on this earth, he was speaking and healing and touching someone who had sinned and rebelled against him personally.
イエスが地上で誰かと接するときはいつも自分に罪を犯したその誰かに語りかけ、癒し、触れていたのです。
And yet, Jesus did it.Out of his great love that he was showing not only for his followers but for those attracted to him or in his presence simply because of those followers of Jesus Christ.
イエスは彼に付き従う者たちだけではなく、イエスに惹かれた者たち、あるいはイエスに付き従う者たちがいたために、イエスの前に現れた者たちのためにも大いなる愛からそうされたのでした。
It was God's great love for his sinful creatures that had sent Jesus to earth in the first place. And so we should expect to see the Son of God demonstrating that love in his interactions with people.
そもそもイエスを地上に遣わしたのは、罪深い被造物に対する天の神の大いなる愛でゆえであったので、神の御子が人々との関わりの中でこの愛を示されるのを私たちは期待すべきです。
John 3, verse 16, a verse I'm sure you know well, says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
皆さんよくご存知のヨハネによる福音書3章16節にはこう書かれています。神は実にその一人をお与えになったほどによう愛された。それは御子を信じる者が一人として滅びることなく永遠の命を持つためである。
In addition to showing the greatest love he could ever show by dying for us, Jesus extended this love in a very practical and compassionate ways during his ministry here on this earth.
イエスは私たちのために死ぬことによって最高の愛を示されただけではなく、地上でのミニストリーの間、非常に実践的な憐れみの方法でこの愛を広げてくださったのです。
As followers of Christ, our love and compassion towards others, especially our families and our children, it should reflect that of our Savior Jesus Christ.
キリストに従う者として、他者、特に私たちの家族や子供に対する愛と思いやりは、救い主のそれを反映するものでなければなりません。
But too often, Christians are thought of as harsh, judgmental, rather than kind, compassionate, and loving.
王としてクリスチャンは、優しく、憐れみ深く、愛に満ちているというよりもむしろ厳しく、批判的と思われがちです。
And it's just the truth that we as Christian fathers and mothers and husbands and wives can fall into these same sinful attitudes as well.
私たちクリスチャンの父親や母親も、夫や妻も、このような罪深い態度に陥ることがあります。
Of course,Don't take any of this to mean that Jesus was weak. Jesus was not weak.
もちろんイエスは全く弱くありませんでした。
He could reach out with compassion and take the hand of Peter's mother-in-law, but he could still make a whip and drive the money changers out of the temple who were preventing people from worshiping, and he did that with those same hands.
ペテロの義理の母の手を取るために憐れみを持って手を差し伸べることもあれば、同じその手で人々の礼拝を妨げていた両替人を鞭を打って神殿から追い出すこともできました。
But for those of us who follow Jesus, this love shown to others, that's what should define us as the people of God.
しかし、イエスに従う私たちにとって、他者に示すこの愛は、私たちが神の民であることを明確にするはずです。
In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus says, By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have one thing, love for each other.
ヨハネの福音書13章35節。互いの間に愛があるなら、それによってあなた方が私の弟子であることをすべての人が認めるようになります。
And so we need to ask ourselves today, is this love, this compassion, this type of kindness, is this what defines our relationship with those who know us the very best here on earth?
この愛、この思いやり、この優しさは、私たちを最もよく知る、この地上での人々との関係をはっきりと示すでしょうか。
Or is there a harshness? Are there quick-temperedness that doesn't reflect being a follower of Jesus?
それとも、イエスの弟子であることを反映しない厳しさや短気さがあるでしょうか。
MaybeYou're in here today and you're actually a victim of harshness and cruelty. Maybe even from those who have claimed to actually be followers of Jesus Christ.
もしかしたら今日、ここにいるあなたは厳しさや残酷さの犠牲になっているかもしれません。キリストの信者と名乗る人たちからさえもそのような仕打ちを受けているかもしれません。
Today,You can turn to Jesus and you can find the same compassion, the same kindness, the same love that Jesus showed 2,000 years ago to this lady in this house. And you can turn to him and find that same love even today.
イエスに立ち返れば、今日2000年前にイエスがこの婦人に示されたのと同じ憐れみ、同じ優しさ、同じ愛を見出すことができます。
When you experience the kind strength of Jesus, you experience the most complete love. You experience the most perfect compassion that we as human beings could ever know.
イエス様の優しさ、 あふれる強さを体験するとき、あなたは人間として知り得る最も完全な愛と憐みを体験します。
And for those who have experienced that personally, there is an immediate response, and it's the same as Peter's mother-in-law at the end of verse 31.
そしてそれを個人的に経験した者にとっては、即座に反応があり、それは31節の最後に出てくるペテロの使徒のそれと全く同じです。
The Bible says the fever left her, and she began to wait on them.
聖書は、すると熱が引いた、彼女は人々をもてなしたと書かれています。
The right response of one who has been touched by Jesus is to serve Jesus.
イエスに触れた者の正しい反応は、イエスに仕えることです。
I know this may be a stretch for this event, but it is what happens when you see people who have an encounter with Jesus over and over again in Scripture.
この場面では無理があると思われるかもしれませんが、しかしこれがイエスとの出会いを持った人たちに聖書の中で繰り返し何度も見ることです。
What happens is their whole life changes.
彼らの人生全体が変わるのです。
Now, there's been a few pastors who have actually wrongfully used this passage to say that this just shows us the proper place of women in servant roles within the house.
少数ですが、この箇所を間違って家の中で使える役割の女性の適切な立ち位置を示しているとだけ思っている牧師たちがいます。
That is definitely not...Why this is included, and especially in Mark, where he's really succinct and includes only necessary details, it seems far more natural to understand that this service is not out of her place in society. It's out of her gratitude to Jesus who healed her from something that it seems the Bible was saying she could have died from.
特にマルコ書は非常に簡潔で必要なことだけを詳しく述べているため、この奉仕は彼女を癒してくださったイエスへの感謝からだと理解する方が自然だと思われます。
and notice at this point at least she's only healed from a physical issue.
そして彼女は少なくともこの時点では肉体的な問題から癒されたに過ぎません。
You and I in here todayWho follow Jesus Christ, we have been healed from a far greater problem and a far worse disease than you and I can even imagine.
イエス・キリストに付き従うあなたと私は想像できる最も深刻な病気よりもはるかに大きな問題から癒されたのでした。
We have been healed from the disease of sin that only has one cure, the blood.Of Jesus Christ himself.
私たちは罪という病から癒されたのであり、その罪の治療薬はただ一つ、イエス・キリストの血潮だけなのです。
As this passage ends, we see this focus on Jesus' ability to heal spiritual disease, not just physical disease, as word spreads now that, hey, Jesus is at Peter's house.And all of a sudden, people start to gather for healing.
この箇所の終わりでは、イエスがペテロの家にいるという噂が広まり、多くの人々が癒しを求めて集まってくるので、イエスは肉体的な病気だけではなく、霊的な病気も癒すことができるということに焦点が当てられます。
Of course, in these last verses, we're told he heals physical disease, but mentioned twice in this passage, and at the end.Is the fact that he casts out demons and then he tells them not to speak.
肉体的な病を癒すと言われていますが、悪霊を追い出し、彼らに物を言うなといったことが二度言及されています。
I may or may not have mentioned it before, but demons actually play a large role in Mark.
前にも言及したかもしれませんが、マルコ書では悪霊が大きな役割を果たしています。
He shows us many different accounts of Jesus casting out demons.
マルコは イエスが悪霊を追い出したというさまざまな記述を見せてくれます。
But it's only in the first half of Mark where he's showing that this human Jesus who submitted to baptism and temptation and was fully human like us is also God. And he demonstrates that by his power over the spiritual forces of evil.
しかしマルコ書の前半ではイエスがバプテスマと誘惑に服し私たちと同じ完全な人間であったイエスですがまた神でもあり悪の霊的な力に打ち勝つ力によってそれを示しているのです。
Now, it's one thing to provide physical healing, but it's a far different situation to spiritually heal a person.
肉体的な癒しを与えることと霊的に人を癒すことは全く異なる状況です。
And we have to ask, why did he tell these demons not to speak?
なぜイエスは悪霊らに話すなと言われたのでしょうか?
There's a practical concern that being identified as a Messiah or the Messiah, that would actually draw unnecessary attention.From the Roman government, who sees the Messiah belief as a threat to the Roman emperor, because of the Jewish understanding that this Messiah was going to be a literal king, and of course that means he would have to overthrow Rome.
メシアは文字通り地上の王となり、ローマを転覆させるというユダヤ人の理解から、メシア信仰を皇帝の脅威とみなすローマ政府から。あのメシアと特定されることは不必要な注目を集めるという現実的な懸念があるからです。
Now, of course, eventually, his death would actually be authorized by Roman authorities. But at this time in his ministry, you have to remember, it's not time for his death to happen.
もちろん最終的にはローマ当局によってメシアの死が承認されることになるのですが、このイエスの宣教の時点ではメシアの死の時ではなかったのです。
But there is a second and likely I think more important point that until Jesus' death on the cross had been accomplished, that any identification of him as Messiah is simply premature. He hasn't done what the Messiah had come to accomplish yet.
第二の、そしておそらくより重要なポイントは、イエスの十字架上の死が成し遂げられるまでは、イエスをメシアとしてみなすのは時期尚早だということです。
Until Jesus had done what the Messiah had come to do, be a sacrifice for sins to appease the wrath of God, he could not truly be said to be a savior, to be the Messiah.
神の怒りを鎮めるために、罪のための生贄となるというメシアの目的を果たすまでは、イエスは真の意味で、誠の意味で、救い主とは言えなかったのです。
Only when that happened does then the writer Mark have the Gentile Roman centurion at the very end of the book see his death and proclaim, truly this man was the Son of God.
そうなって初めてマルコは異邦人のローマ百人隊長にイエスの死を見せマルコ書15章39節で本当にこの人は神の子だったと宣言させるのです。
It's by dying for us, then Jesus truly becomes our Messiah.
そしてその死んだ後にこそイエスが本当に私たちのメシアとなった時なのです。
Now,Of course, all the demons, they know who he is. But Jesus has a specific way to become that Messiah and to prove it by his teaching and miracles and then accomplish it by his death and his resurrection.
全ての悪霊はイエスが誰であるかを知っていましたが、イエスはそのメシアになるための具体的な方法を持ち、教えと奇跡によってそれを証明し、死と復活によってそれを成し遂げるのです。
And this is truly what everything Jesus does, healing physically and spiritually, is pointing at. That this man, Jesus, who cares for everyone, who demonstrates love and compassion like no other man, Jesus is the one who will die for our sins.
全ての人を思いやり、他にはない愛と憐れみを示してくださる、そして私たちを癒してくださるこのイエスこそ、私たちの罪のために死んでくださるお方なんです。
And this is why we should follow Jesus Christ.
だからこそ私たちはキリストに従うべきなのです。
Parents, this is why as parents, we should seek for our children to follow Christ.
だからこそ親として、子供たちがキリストに従うよう求めるべきなのです。
This is why, as husbands and wives with unsaved spouses, we should seek for them to follow Christ.
だからこそ、救われていない配偶者を持つ夫や妻として、彼らがキリストに従うよう求めるべきなのです。
He is the Savior who can heal us from our deepest illness.That has already resulted in our spiritual death apart from Jesus.
キリストはイエスから離れて霊的に死んでしまった私たちの最も深刻な病を癒してくださる救い主です。
The greatest blessing that we can pray for our children, for our families, for our friends, for our neighbors, is that they will experience new life.And new birth through our Lord Jesus Christ.
私たちが子供たちのために、家族のために、友人や隣人のために祈ることができる最高の恵みであり、祝福は彼らが私たちの主、イエス・キリストによって新しい命、新生を経験することです。
And so today, as part of our worship service, to close us out, we will pray for that blessing to be experienced by our children,And by our parents today.
ですから今日私たちは礼拝の一部として子供たちとその親御さんたちがその祝福を経験できるようお祈りします。
Let's pray and then we will do that.
お祈りしましょう。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for showing us that you are a compassionate and a loving Savior. We thank you, Lord, that every time, although you touched human beings who had failed and sinned,That Lord, you loved us in spite of our sin. That you saw Peter's mother-in-law's sin, but yet you met her need and you loved her. And Lord, you see our need. You see our need because of our sin. You see that we have failed you. That we, although you created us, that we have gone away from you. And yet you love us. And you reach out to us and you say, come unto me all You who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, I pray that today for those in here who don't know Jesus Christ, Lord, may they experience the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. May you convict them of their sin, and may you show them your love that offers to them repentance and faith. Father, I pray that you would help us as families to put you first, that you would be glorified in everything that we say and do, and that, Father, you would use us as families within the body of Christ to show the world the difference that Jesus can make. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We thank you most of all for your sacrifice for us on that cross.Now may you be glorified as we bless the families, the children that make up the body of Christ here at YBC. We love you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.